Now to the lake in Queensland that scientists say has barely been affected by climate change for 7,000 years. The researchers from Adelaide in Queensland were studying how fresh water systems respond to drought when they made the discovery at the Blue Lake on North Stradbroke Island. The peer-reviewed research has been published in the journal Freshwater Biology. The lead author, Dr. Cameron Barr from the Adelaide University, told Rebecca Bryce about the team's discovery.
We're looking at past droughts and how the freshwater ecosystems on North Stradbroke Island responded to those droughts, and we looked at several sites on the island. This is the one that came out to be most remarkable, really. So apart from the fact that it was beautiful, it's also quite remarkable in terms of its results. But we chose it because it's one of the biggest lakes on the island, and we wanted to see how this specific lake had responded to past environmental changes.
And you say there were remarkable results. What were the results that you discovered?
We looked at lots of different things about this lake. We looked at lots of different proxies of environmental change, such as fossil pollen, but we also looked at fossil algae, these things called diatoms. Diatoms are very, very susceptible to changes in water chemistry. What we've found by looking at these diatoms, how they changed over time, is that there was very little change in the chemistry of the lake over the last 7,500 years. So to our knowledge, this is the only lake like this in Australia that has shown such a stability over such a long period of time. So we were quite surprised to find this. We expected some change given the magnitude of environmental changes over that period, over 7,500 years. We expected to see some change in the lake.
How do you do that research over 7,500 years? How do you check back that far?
Well, we've taken a sediment core from the lake, and using radiocarbon dating techniques, we've dated that back to 7,500 years. And then we sample that core, and given that we have our age depth model of the sediment, then we can place our results into a historical perspective, into a chronological perspective, so we can see how things have changed.
You've termed the Blue Lake a climate refuge. Why do you call it a climate refuge?
Australian freshwater ecosystems, by their nature and by the nature of the climate which affects them, are variable. This place seems to be quite unique in that it shows such an amount of stability. So in that sense, it's a refuge for freshwater biota away from those variable environments. And we would argue that it's likely to be a freshwater refuge for some time in the future if managed properly.
Do you know why it hasn't changed?
Yeah, well, North Stradbroke Island is a sand island, so as it rains, the water just seeps down into the sand. So within that sand mass is a huge freshwater aquifer. And Blue Lake is what's called a groundwater window lake. So it is, if you like, a window into that aquifer. And at one end of the lake, there's a barrage where a dune has blown across and blocked the outflow of the lake. So the lake has built up. The water flows out of the aquifer through the lake and out through a swamp at the other end. So every month and a half, the entire lake overturns and changes its water. So the water is continually being refreshed and updated in the lake. So it remains fresh and remains clean. And as the water comes out of the sand mass and it's been filtered through all that sand, it comes into the lake and out through the swamp. So because it's constantly being updated, it doesn't suffer from the vagaries of the climate insofar as it doesn't evaporate and become more saline. It doesn't fill up and become fresher. It just remains constant.
How unusual is it?
To our knowledge, it's unique. I would say there's probably sites like this, probably on Fraser Island, you know, in similar conditions with groundwater window lakes that have a constant through flow of fresh, chemically stable water. But outside those two areas, I would hazard a guess that this would be unique in the country.
That's Dr. Cameron Barr from the University of Adelaide speaking to Rebecca Bryce.